And a lot of big news in the auto industry today, including the Italian luxury sports car maker Ferrari making its Wall Street debut, shares jumping 17% at one point today. CNN's Maggie Lake joins us to look at this and some of the other news in the industry. Hi, Maggie.
Hey there, Jeremy. We're allowed to dream, right, on Ferrari?
I was wondering where you were going with that. But yes, you're right. We'll give you a Ferrari every time you come on the show. But Maggie, the parent company of Ferrari is actually Fiat Chrysler. People might not know that. They pushed Ferrari onto the market. They're going to keep an 80% stake in Ferrari. But what is the goal there of Ferrari going public?
Yeah, they're really trying to unlock the value. They have a 10% stake. They want to use that money, raise $900 million today, to fund their own growth plans. Remember, they have been lagging GM and Ford. So, you know, Ferrari, interestingly, has proven itself to be kind of immune to a little bit of a pain in the luxury market that we've seen. If you look at retail, they only roll a couple off. They really hold their value. In fact, an analyst told me they don't even have to market them. They just call the previous owners and they buy them, even at that price tag. So for Fiat, it's some much needed money.
Well, and as Ferrari's shares go through the roof today, the other luxury car maker that we talk a lot about, Tesla, just saw a huge collapse in its share price yesterday after Consumer Reports announced that it is revoking its recommendation for Tesla's Model S electric luxury sedan. What happened?
Yeah. And we should say temporary collapse, because they are saying, Consumer Reports saying basically, listen, we love these cars. We love the way they perform, but they are just not reliable enough. Now, some of it's minor, like squeaking and some door handles that are malfunctioning, other bigger issues with the motor. And it seems like it's really growing pains. Tesla's trying to produce, roll more vehicles off that production line, and they're having some issues. And it is a setback. That stock did take a drop. But the good news for Tesla here is that despite all the problems, when Consumer Reports surveyed owners, 97% of them said they would buy the car again. So it is a setback, it is a blow, but it does seem like it might be something that's more temporary in nature.
And when we talk about a collapse, I guess that probably was an overstatement. It was about a 10% drop in the stock price from where it was to where it is. One more story I want to get your thoughts on, Maggie, and that is another recall announcement from Toyota today, this one for faulty power window switches, apparently at risk of catching fire. There have been a lot of recalls, not just at Toyota, but other companies recently. Are people still paying attention to them? Is this more than usual?
It is more than usual. And this is a direct result, auto analysts will tell you, from what we saw at GM. Everyone's afraid to be seen as hiding information, so they're coming out with everything. Is it too much? I don't know. It's not clear. I mean, consumers, are they paying attention? I think when you get the notice that there's a recall, you bring it in. But is it, importantly for investors, is it inhibiting how they feel about the brand? Is it impacting it in a negative way? It doesn't seem so, because everyone's got a recall. Almost every car manufacturer has an active recall. So it doesn't seem to be impacting people's view of the brand right now. You know, will that change? Possibly, but people are getting a little bit tone deaf to it, it seems, Jeremy.
All right. CNN's Maggie Lake joining us with some of the news out of the auto industry. And, you know, usually when you say the news out of the auto industry, you're talking about Detroit. In this case, none of the companies that we just talked about are actually based in Detroit, interestingly. So,
yes, that's true.
Oh, I guess, well, Fiat Chrysler, do they? They're kind of there, aren't they?
They are, but I think you're right.
It's yeah,
the
they're
global
all over
nature
the, all
of the
over
auto
the
industry
world
is
now.
What we're looking at.
CNN's Maggie Lake. Thank you so much.
Thank you.